My question is about Matthew 24 and 29
okay.
and Acts 2:20. They're the same scripture. I just do not understand that.
All right, let's go to one at a time. Matthew 24, verse 29.
Yes.
And the other one is also Acts.
Acts 2, verse 20.
And they're similar, you say. All right.
Yes, very similar.
Look here. Immediately following the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened. Now, in Acts, Peter is quoting Joel.
Okay.
So there's even the third passage there, mm-hmm. and that's Joel chapter 2, verse 10 and 11. Now, let me go back to it.
Okay.
Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, the moon shall not give her light, and the stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven will be shaken. You can also find this in Revelation chapter 6, and it says in Revelation 6, verse 12, there was a great earthquake. The sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and all the stars of heaven fell to the earth. Mm-hmm. So there's several references to the last, they call it the day of the Lord. Now, there's two ways this prophecy is fulfilled, Danielle.
Okay.
I believe in something called dual application. Sometimes one prophecy will be fulfilled two different ways.
Right.
And they don't conflict. Through history, mm-hmm. there have been times uh-huh. where each of these events has happened in the same succession as listed here in Matthew 24. There was a day when the sun went dark in the northern hemisphere without any explanation. In the middle of the day, it just went dark. There wasn't forest fires that they know about, and that was in the 1800s. They called it the Dark Day.
Oh, okay.
Then later that night when the moon came up, it was as red as blood. Uh-huh. And many people thought the world was ending because of this passage. Then I think it was in 1833. Abraham Lincoln even talks about it. They had the great event where the stars fell. It was the greatest meteor shower in history. So even historically, you have seen the sun turn black, mm-hmm. the moon turn to blood, the stars fall. And this happened after some things were happening in the governments of the world that were setting the stage for the final events. But just before Jesus comes back, in very quick succession, the sun will go black, the moon will look like blood, the heavens will depart like a scroll, the stars will fall from heaven, just as it says in Revelation.
So this is literal. It's actually
yes,
going
these
to
are,
happen.
This is going to be an astronomical the calamity that's going to happen. Now, the Great Dark Day was May 19, 1780. The stars falling from heaven was in 1833. And you can find this if you go into history books.
Okay.
And sometimes it's just called the Dark Day.
The Dark Day.
Yeah, you might find it on the internet.
Okay, I'm going to look it up. Thank you so much. So this is literal. Wow, that's what
I wanted
to know.
Those things happened in history.
Okay.
That kind of show us we're at the end of time, but they'll happen quickly just before Jesus comes as well.
Okay, so it's going to happen again.
I believe so.
Okay. All right, thank you so much.